Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. I love your desire to submit to your husband above your desire to homeschool your kids. And, you know, obviously here at Schoolhouse Rock, you know, our whole focus is on helping parents to homeschool. Mm-hmm. But I agree wholeheartedly. First and foremost, we are called to submit to God right. first, and then to our husbands next.
Yes.
Not to our own desires to do something, even though, you know, we strongly believe that homeschooling is the best way.
Right.
The Lord sometimes needs to do an important work mm-hmm. in the hearts of the husband and the wife. Mm-hmm. And so just to see God's faithfulness in changing your husband's heart
yes.
without you nagging him and without it causing division, because it's right. more dangerous for you to go against your husband's will and for your kids to see that division
Absolutely.
Between you and your husband mm-hmm. than it is to for them to be in a public school system.
Right.
And God is good to still protect them while they're in there. And mm-hmm. so while your kids were in public school, what were some of the things that you did to basically undo what was happening to them and what they were being taught in the public school?
Well, I made sure that I was in that classroom. You know, I let the teacher know right away, you know, I'll be here,
yeah.
you know, call me, I'll help, you know, daily tasks. I'll take things home. You know, I'll be the room mom, you know, whatever it was that I could have a voice in the mm-hmm. classroom. I prayed for the teacher, you know, prayed for my sons, you know, as they were there. You know, we live in Tennessee, so I'm not sure today, but, you know, then the teachers were very vocal about being a Christian mm-hmm. and they weren't afraid to talk about the Lord in their classroom. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that it's that way today.
Sure.
So I can't speak into that, but you know, I think being involved as a parent, no matter where your children are, is important, mm-hmm. you know? And so when your kids see that you're involved and you care, and when you get home, you can talk about the things that you hear that are being taught that might not be in the book, mm-hmm. or they may be in the book,
right.
you know? And so then at least you know, when you're involved, you can talk about that. You can even, you know, if you are the room mom and you're in there, the teacher sometimes asks you to present something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but being involved, if your children aren't homeschooled, if they're not being home educated, then they're learning from people that, you know, you don't know what their background is. Right. You don't know what their beliefs are. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to be in the classroom, you know, whether it's heading up parties, you know, helping the teacher cut things out, just being in there and listening to what they're being taught, mm-hmm. being the room mom, you know, going on the field trips, because, you know, you can go to the science center and think, oh, they're going to go learn about, you know, the moon and
right.
when, the, you know, when man walked on the moon and, you know, wear the spacesuit and do the moonwalk. But then they go in the planetarium and it's all about evolution.
Right.
And so if you're not there and you don't know, you know, the children hear that and they just believe it.
Right.
Because it's coming from an adult who's their teacher.
Right.
You know, and the teacher took them there. So it must be the truth, mm-hmm. you know. So you really, you know, you have to be vigilant. You have to fight for your children. You have to stand firm in his word mm-hmm. and be willing, you know, to put yourself in a position that is vulnerable for your children.
Yeah.
You know, because they're just little kids.
Right.
You know, and so it's our job to train them.
Yeah.
And to fight for them yeah. when they can't fight for themselves.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.